You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, February 20, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Just you and I today, so let's get after it. We care too much about TV ratings in sports. At least we in the media, that is. It's like TV ratings are supposed to be what? Some kind of proxy for what's right or wrong with a sport, for what's hot or what's not, who's in or who's out, what's popular or what's lame. Commissioners who are savvy or complete idiots. Players who give a shit or are lazy bums. I mean, look, the TV landscape continues to evolve or crumble, depending on what side of the streaming divide you may be on. And just recently, the vaunted AC Nielsen company, the de facto referee for all things, hey, who's watching, started to lean into the hard metrics of the streaming service numbers, because prior to being able to access and look at what Netflix or Amazon Prime or YouTube TV could say, look, we have auditable data that says this many people were streaming these games, events for us at this time, and we've got this many overall subscribers, so you can extrapolate from there pretty much a much better number than what they used to do, which is to send out a small number of boxes that families would voluntarily put in their homes, put on their TVs, and they would record just when they watch things and for how long and everything else. Antiquated, but it's always been the system they've used. They're starting to lean into the more hard data. And what's interesting is that they're realizing, shit, we've been lowballing this. We're going to have to adjust upwards. And that's going to be good for the leagues. Not necessarily good for us as the end consumer, more on that in a second, but it'll be good for the leagues. In fact, Nielsen's having to do this because otherwise they would go out of business because millennials, and even less so Zoomers, do not watch TV like we did, us old folks, with our feet flat on the floor and a warm dog in our lap sitting in our favorite reclining chair or barca lounger in the living room. Oh no, they're watching on their phones and their tablets and their computers and lying on their back and with their headphones on, curled up somewhere in their parents' house, while also watching some live stream of a YouTube podcast they like. It's crazy. So they have to adjust, otherwise AC Nielsen will quickly go out of business and be irrelevant. So they're doing that. Now the adjustments figure to put a huge boost to all kinds of ratings trends in sports, trends that were not captured or reflected before. It's why the Super Bowl reportedly had a very high rating in the last 20 years when everyone thought, we're all sick of the Eagles and the Chiefs. And then we thought, well, we're sick of the Eagles and the Chiefs, and it's a blowout? Oh, this thing must have tanked. No, because the new way they're starting to look at this data, and I guess the Tubi simulcast of the Super Bowl gave it a rating that was unexpected. That was a lot higher. Like it really mattered, though. So what this is going to do is it's going to be a huge windfall in TV rights for leagues whenever these TV deals come up again. And this is whatever you want to call TV the next time the contract comes up. Because TV, as we know it, is changing. And for many of the leagues, it's not until 2030 or later. The NBA just signed a big extension. The NFL's not due up again until 2033, I want to say. Hold that thought, by the way. But if you ignore TV ratings for just a minute, let's not play the TV rating game for our favorite sports or leagues or whatever, and ask yourself, well, how does each pro league look to you right now as an ongoing economic endeavor? Do they look like they're wheezing and stuttering and teetering on the edge of bankruptcy? No, none of our sports are. The NFL is a giant ice-breaking battleship that just cannot be stopped. It plows through everything. It cannot be sunk. It can't even be nicked. It is so powerful and so unstoppable that they have had a born on third base with a generous lead commissioner who is truly the epitome of a silver spoon senator's son running the thing and has been a straight up diagonal line of increased revenues every step of the way. They're doing just fine. In the NBA, franchises are selling for way more money than they ever should. And have you even tried buying NBA tickets for your kids, for your little Timmy or little Susie lately? It's fucking insane. I haven't, but occasionally I check the prices and I go, I don't even want to pay that much money just for me, much less for my kids who probably aren't going to pay very much attention. And I'm wondering who buys these tickets. I mean, I've seen $150 for an average ticket in the lower bowl of an NBA arena for a Tuesday night game in which who knows which stars would be load managing or not. How do they get those prices? Well, they get them because they can get them. Somebody, I guess, is buying them. And when it comes to baseball, it's weird because two teams spent money this offseason. That's it. That would be the Dodgers and the Mets. Any money of any size or amount. Many teams absolutely put their wallet away and said, we're not buying anything. And despite clubs with big history and tradition like the Cubs, who are in market number three, Chicago, hello, despite them saying that they're barely making any money, we're just trying to break even. That's what their ownership said this winter. And I guess depending on the spreadsheets their accountants whip up for them, they could probably make it look that way. Isn't that what they say about accounting? If you torture the numbers hard enough, they'll scream whatever you want them to say. And yes, the MLB's regional sports network model is crumbling, the RSNs, and it's not going to be replaced with anything as turnkey lucrative for the clubs and by extension the players anytime soon, but it does feel like MLB is in a, but it does not feel that MLB is any kind of recession right now. It's still quite popular. And even though the Dodgers are making a complete mockery of the competitive landscape by signing everybody under the sun and then deferring payment until the next sighting of Halley's Comet or 2065 or whatever comes first. People are excited for the baseball season to begin because they like baseball, even if they know the deck is stacked. So ratings, schmatings, all you need to know is that in my lifetime, 57 years on this planet, and hopefully a bunch more, there has never been a true sports recession in which the whole ball of wax, the entire traveling circus of scores and money and TV and jersey sales and all that, there's never been a real contraction of any meaningful period. No leagues ever got smaller, no seasons ever got shorter, no playoff formats ever got simpler, no player salaries have gone backwards on average. None of it. There's a few exceptions on the fringe. Fledgling leagues like the XFL have come and gone and then come back again and then gone again and then merged after that. The LIV Tour will either fold up shop soon or be absorbed as a silly season appendage of the PGA. By and large, the incredible business of sports marches on in every way, like an army of capitalist soldiers laying waste shoom, boom, 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 to all in front of them. And I am here for it since this is my chosen livelihood, to be in the sports realm. But back to these think pieces on TV ratings and why they are so overrated. Although they are fun at times, the NBA's All-Star Game got one of the four lowest rated numbers it's ever got, 4.5 million viewers or something like that. And only the second lowest rating the second lowest rating in like 20 years or whatever the number is. It sucked, which doesn't shock anyone because the format sucked and it was poorly presented. But who cares? Who cares? You think the NBA is going out of business? They're not going out of business. Now, let's talk about that NFL TV deal, which ends in 2033. There's already a little report that's floated out that Netflix is wanting to buy a chunk of Sunday afternoon. The prime window when America gathers on their couches on the weekends, in the fall and into the winter, to watch good old-fashioned tackle football, professional style. Over the air on their local CBS or Fox affiliate stations. That Netflix wants to pry that away at, I'm sure, an astronomical price. Well, a lot of people are pretty upset at the very notion of it. It couldn't happen for at least 8 years, so we can gird our loins and maybe come up with a plan 8 years from now. What would we as fans do if that would be the case? They believe that by that time, the streaming paradigm and people's acceptance of it, its integration into our lifestyles, would be such that it would be not so much of a big deal. Maybe. And I get it, why they would want to do it. It would cost an absolute arm and a leg for Netflix, but they would pay it, and the NFL would get richer. I'd be shocked if Netflix or Amazon or some other big streamer didn't get something that is on a Sunday. Maybe a parallel game on Sunday afternoon. Maybe a regular Saturday night game during the season, not just at the end of the year. Maybe a nightcap game on Monday nights. So you got the over-the-air regular game followed by a streamer on late at night from the West Coast on Mondays. It wouldn't shock me. We're just going to have to deal with it. We can't stop it. We got 8 years to, I guess, come to accept it. But it's going to come at some point. But let's not get wrapped up in ratings. The ratings don't really mean as much as we think they do. To baseball. So what happens when a player says, Wolf of Wall Street style, Jordan Belfort style, I'm not leaving! They'll have to take me out with a National Guard. Rafael Devers, who signed a big contract, 10 years, like $300 and some odd million to play third base for the Boston Red Sox, is not too happy that Alex Bregman has signed a deal that is shorter but more lucrative on an AAV basis to also play third base. Here was Devers with the help of his interpreter on day one of the Red Sox training camp being asked about that. So awkward. Who's going to play third base?
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
No.
Can you expand on that?
I played third.
He's got some English, old Raphael. No. will you play DH if they ask you?
Can you expand on that?
I played third.
So
he apparently plays third quite poorly, according to the advanced defensive metrics that I saw. But hey, he doesn't want to sit down. The funny thing is, the money is guaranteed. It would be less work for the same amount of money. But ball players want to play, right? Because even highly paid ball players at the major league level, they know that baseball's pretty boring. So if you're going to prepare to play and have to stretch and practice and put on your cup and jock strap, you might as well play in the field, give you something to do while you're sitting on the bench while you're batting and doing nothing and waiting for your turn to come up.
Isn't it their decision, though? Like, isn't it the Red Sox decision, or is it a mutual thing, or?
Que si, en final es la decisión.
He didn't understand the question when the guy said, so isn't it like the Red Sox decision on what you do? Or is it a mutual thing? And old Rafael Devers just looked more and more confused by that. Maybe it's a language thing. Maybe it's not. But he's like, yeah, I don't get it. Dateline fouling out. I love Nate Oates' answer to why he doesn't run to bench a player with two fouls early in a game. He's a former math teacher, and he clearly understands the assignment, as the kids say.
You know, he had two fouls in the first 3 minutes. He finished the game with two fouls. Like I said, you got to stay aggressive whether you get fouls or not. I'm not a coach that's going to sit guys with two fouls. Analytically, it makes no sense. You're going to play the amount of minutes you play and pick up fouls when you pick up fouls. So I'm not going to sit you with two.
I've always said this, that I hate it when coaches used to automatically bench a guy who got his third foul in the second half of a game. And they would sit that player for a period of 3-5 minutes maybe to try to ensure that he had enough fouls to last through the end of the game. Not knowing, by the way, when the fouls would come. Having no idea about how well the player could adjust his own game to be less aggressive defensively to commit fouls, and on and on and on. Plus, not accounting for the fact that sometimes when a player gets called for several fouls pretty quick, the referees have this innate sense of, okay, we could call a foul on just about anybody in any given play. We can't just keep calling fouls on one guy. That would be unfair. When you bench a guy because you're worried about foul trouble late, you're essentially pre-disqualifying him as a coach. The minutes he misses, say from minute 42 through 47 of a basketball game, are in theory as valuable as the last 3 minutes of a game. Did I say 40? I meant to say 33 through 37, let's call it. Those 4 minutes are the same value, in essence, as the final three, with one exception. If you have to hit a shot to win the game, and this one player is the only guy you trust to hit the shot to win the game. Otherwise, you're not going to be playing with four guys if your guy fouls out. And you don't know if you keep the guy in the game in those 4 minutes preceding that you don't build a lead that is big enough that by the time he does foul out, you don't really need him anyway. But good for Nate Oates for saying, look, I'm not just going to go run and bench a guy because, oh, no, he's got two fouls. Dateline Bristol. So I was wondering if anyone on ESPN would rip LeBron James for his absolutely narcissistic stunt at the All-Star game where he showed up late Saturday night, Sunday morning, I guess, was not really part of the weekend's activities, and then tells everyone, now I'm not playing, leaving his team one player short in the 8-player roster format of the mini tournament, and then not even putting on his uniform to take the team photo. He was in street clothes, but he made sure that he was in the middle of the picture. And none of his fellow pros said, hey, look, if you're not playing, get out of the picture. Or if you're in the picture, you got to put your uniform on. You know, these other alphas could have said that to LeBron and said, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? I'm a pro just like you. They all didn't want any part of it. So LeBron was there in the middle of the photo in his street clothes. And I was wondering, well, is ESPN going to take any shots at him? Well, sure enough, they did.
What did you make of the late scratch?
I'm disappointed in LeBron. I believe LeBron knew on Wednesday night after the game that he wasn't going to play. And he could have did the exact same thing that Giannis did. Giannis says that he's not going to play. Adam Silver was able to name Trae Young as his replacement. Giannis still showed up, put on his uniform, and supported. I don't get the – and LeBron didn't if the reports are true, he didn't arrive until Saturday. I mean, so I just don't get it. If you're not going to play, give someone else an opportunity to fill that spot. Left Shaq with just 7 guys instead of the customary 8. I did not agree with this decision, guys. I thought LeBron in this situation was selfish.
You're damn right, Goat LeBron man. Was selfish. You're damn right he was. Right. I mean, there's no way around this. You're LeBron James. And listen, like I said before, we know how great he is. We know he's on the Mount Rushmore. We know that.
Hey, ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit, man.
But this brings up a couple.
This is some fan edit that had to include that Martin Lawrence clip from a movie.
The things that he has done that has cheated the game. I personally hold LeBron James responsible for messing up the slam dunk contest. Yesterday, another example. You trying to tell me you just realized minutes before whatever it was that you couldn't play? You know, you couldn't have said, listen, I don't feel like playing to facilitate somebody else getting that roster spot and being there All-Star weekend. It clearly was selfish on the part of LeBron James.
And guess what? It wasn't a decision that just came out of nowhere.
And guess what?
This was a calculated decision.
You're a goddamn genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160.
LeBron James knew that he wasn't playing when they announced that he was going to be an All-Star. And he did look selfish. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And I get it. At the age of 40, his feet might be hurting. His ankles might be hurt. He might need the rest. But you don't do it that way. And in my personal opinion, this is just my opinion, nobody else's.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a statement to Adam Silver and the rest of the league. At that point, when LeBron James does certain things to this nature, not putting on his jersey, being in the team photo in his street clothes, showing up to the All-Star weekend an hour before it starts to give that announcement, that was a statement. Now, what is he trying to say or what is he trying to do to Adam Silver in the NBA? I don't know. But at the end of the day, I agree with both of you guys. It's not what you do, it's how he did it, and he handled that all wrong, and he definitely looked selfish.
Wow, interesting. Now it's come out that LeBron is likely to miss the next 2 games, regular season games, post-All-Star break, which some might say, well, see, this is proof that you guys flew off the handle. Some of you in the media saying you did this stunt on purpose. Others are saying, oh, no, this is now LeBron's reaction to the reaction. To say, oh, you want to rip me for ruining the All-Star weekend? Well, then I'm not going to play 2 more games. And you know what? Keep it up, and I'll sit out a couple more. I'd like to say that LeBron would never do something like that to leave his team in a lurch like that. I'd like to believe that, but I'd say it's not completely impossible. Hey, everybody, El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's HIMS.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Dayline Boston tonight is going to be an unbelievable scene between USA and Canada. The rematch in the Four Nations Cup, sponsored by the NHL, run it back after the U.S.'s 3-1 win in Canada, in which the anthem was booed, the U.S. anthem booed relentlessly. Three fights in 9 seconds. I'm assuming there's going to be a good amount of booing of the Canadian national anthem, although other than just as a reciprocal act, I don't know if America has any beef per se with Canada like they do with us and Trump saying, we're going to make you our 51st state. And it could be that the president will be there, that Trump will be there in attendance, which has some people bent out of shape, saying on Twitter, what happened to keeping politics out of sports? Which makes me ask the simple question, does a sitting president attending a game involving a team that's representing the U.S. constitutes, quote, politics? Being in sports, if he just attends. To me, that ought to be a fine thing for a president to do, no matter what party or what part of the spectrum they are on, political spectrum, that is, but we shall see. Of course, not all athletes are taking this second go-round with Trump well. Remember Chris Cluey, the punter for the Minnesota Vikings, who was very outspoken when he played in the NFL about a number of liberal causes? And yeah, that guy, he's back in the news again because he decided to go to a city council meeting and just go off on Trump. I don't know if any of this had anything to do with the city council business of making sure the sewers are properly working and the sidewalks are not buckled, but here was Chris Cluey doing his part to resist.
Unfortunately, it's clear that this council does not listen, so instead I'm going to take my time to say what MAGA has stood for these past 3 weeks. MAGA stands for trying to erase trans people from existence. MAGA stands for resegregation and racism. MAGA stands for censorship and book bans. MAGA stands for firing air traffic controllers while planes are crashing. MAGA stands for firing the people overseeing our nuclear arsenal. MAGA stands for firing military veterans and those serving them at the VA, including canceling research on veteran suicide. MAGA stands for cutting funds to education, including for disabled children. MAGA is profoundly corrupt, unmistakably anti-democracy, and most importantly, MAGA is explicitly a Nazi movement. You may have replaced a swastika with a red hat, but that is what it is. I will now engage in the time-honored American tradition of peaceful civil disobedience.
Get the heck! Get out!
He then goes to approach the council. About six cops come after him, drag him to the ground, and arrest him. Well, you did your part there, Chris Cluey, and you seemingly have got it all figured out there, so I'm sure that's going to change things, what you did right there. Civil disobedience from the former punter of the Vikings. What's in a quote? Well, it depends on the context of the quote, but the quote from Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is not sitting well with many Brewer fans. Here was the quote that Bob Nightingale pulled out of his interview with Attanasio for a story about, hey, the Brewers have been pretty darn good as of late, and they're winning their division, and they've got a young core of players that are exciting and bubbling up and currently cheap. How come they're not spending at all to add a, you know, free agent piece here or there? And what Attanasio said was, quote, is my job to win a World Series, or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion and a way for families to come together? Oh boy, that didn't sit very well with some people. You know, Milwaukee is the smallest market to have a major league team, and they have to live within the constraints of, look, they're never going to be the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Yankees, anywhere close. There are limits of what they can spend. And Attanasio is rich, but he is one of the least rich of MLB owners. But what he has been able to do as of late with his front office, first David Stearns, now his protege Matt Arnold, has been nothing short of incredible. They've got an exciting, good young team that with the right amount of pitching can win the division yet again and be in the postseason. In fact, I would dare say that they have been the best managed overall an MLB franchise, the most nimble, with great foresight, have hit on these young draft picks almost better than anyone else. But that's still not good enough for Brewer fans who just desperately want a World Series in their lifetime. Again, living on the fumes of 82 and the grainy standard definition television footage that was preserved from it. Look, bottom line is, there you can have way worse owners than Attanasio. And the Wendy Selig Preeb era of ownership with the team was a disaster. And truthfully, the city is still lucky to have a team. Again, look at the size of the market. They almost shouldn't have a team, but they do because of great tradition, the commissioner, and the fans. The former commissioner, that is, in Bud. But they have a team, and the fans support it, and it's a very well-run franchise. It's a great stadium to go to. They got a good young team that ought to be very much in the mix, should be a playoff team, and it should be a fun summer. I look forward to going to a number of games this year, as I have the last several since starting this job in Milwaukee, but you got to be a bit realistic. You're not going to sign these Japanese imports the Dodgers have signed one after another after another. It's also perhaps an indictment of the pervasive ring culture, where if you don't win a ring, what are you doing? We got to win a ring. Well, I also like it when the teams you root for are good for a long stretch, that are consistently winning teams. They're much more fun to watch. In that vein, the Twitter account of NFL Nerd compiled the most recent decade standings. So in other words, last 10 years, how have teams done in the NFL? In the AFC, the Chiefs are number one in winning percentage at a outrageous 750 clip, 123-41. Wow. The Steelers are second at 623. That's going to anger my Steeler friends, Scotty and Nathan. Hi, boys! But they are second in that 10-year span. The Bills are third. The Ravens are fourth. The Pats are fifth. The Dolphins are sixth after that. And the worst in the AFC the last 10 years are the Jets and the Jaguars at 34% and 33%. In the NFC, the Green Bay Packers are number one at 613 winning percentage the last 10 years. But no Super Bowl appearances to show for it. Vikings are second, the Seahawks third, the Eagles fourth, the Saints fifth, living off the fumes of further back in the last 10 years. The Cowboys are fifth. At the bottom in the NFC in the last 10 years, the Bears and the Giants, with win percentages of 38% and 35%. What are the odds? Well, how about 1 in 1,000? Bonnie Blue, who is now known for sleeping with what she claims to be 1,057 men in under 24 hours. There's no actual hard proof of this. I believe there is an attempt to put some of the footage up online, but it got blocked because of pornography laws and decency laws. There was supposed to be part of a pay-per-view. Why would you sit and watch that disgusting filth is beyond me. But Bonnie Blue is not the original woman that said, I want to do 1,000 in one day. She came out of nowhere, came out of the blue, Bonnie Blue, and did the stunt before the other gal, whose name I've already forgotten, did it. But according to reports now, Bonnie Blue is pregnant, even though everyone had assumed, and I think is pretty certain, was using some form of contraception, the pill, I would imagine. You probably aren't going to use the sponge or IUDs for a stunt like that. Too messy, too much time consumption between goes. Hello, you want to have a go, mate? But people are saying, well, look, even the pill is only 99.9% effective, so you do the math. For 1,000 guys, that's all it takes is one. One got past the goalie somehow. The numbers would check out. The Maury Show tweeted the following. I'm sitting this one out. One of our young producers actually blocked out how many one-hour episodes of Maury they could book and how long would it last if they had on every guy who was in that line, that train that went through Bonnie Blue, to talk to them about, okay, Maury, here we go. Let's look at the DNA. Are you the father? No. It would be like 2 years or something like that. Well, three, if you do every day, 365, he did the math on it. It would provide a lot of Maury episodes. Somebody said that this would be like trying to figure out which individual bean in a bowl of chili was the one that made you fart. Dateline hockey. So Kevin Durant, sick of the trolls online comparing the NBA All-Star players and their laissez-faire attitude with the rock'em, sock'em, knock'em down Four Nations Cup, tweeted the following. For the betterment of your mental health and just overall well-being, just don't watch the NBA. Hockey is right there, and they play with that aggression that you may like. They also rarely get traded or go to new teams in free agency, so the loyalty aspect is there as well. Hope that helps. Damn. Come on, KD. Just log off, for God's sakes. Yes, some people made way too much of the comparison. They're totally different sports, different cultures, and you can't expect the same thing. They're different competitions. A four-nation tournament in which you're playing for the pride of your flag is going to be way different than a 8-on-8 pickup game with Kevin Hart talking over the whole thing. But Kevin Durant was just sick of the chirping, I guess, online. Also, when it comes to fighting, Molly Kierum had this interesting side take when talking about how come fighting in hockey is glorified as good, and yet in some other sports, it's derided as awful, terrible, and an indictment that the sport has gone to hell.
It's just interesting to me that certain sports you're allowed to fight and other sports
that's
could
fair.
Never happen.
And by the way,
in, optics!
In international competition right. over the...
Monica McDuff, doing a little dance. Yes, sister, you go.
In sports you're allowed to fight and other sports
that's
could
fair.
Never happen.
And by the way,
in, optics!
In international competition over the last 50 years, they've had a total of 5 fights. USA and Canada, they had 3 and 9 seconds on Saturday night. That drove me crazy. All right, number 2.
Just a little.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, optics. Yeah, we get it. The white sport, they're allowed to fight, and everyone says that's great. You know, you don't have time to try to straighten out Molly Kierum, who, by the way, is very pretty and does a good job on TV, but is not a very bright bulb. You wouldn't have time to try to straighten her out, and she wouldn't understand the differences as to why fighting in hockey is different than fighting in, say, basketball or in football or anything else like that. And she wouldn't even understand that the NHL did make major strides and rule changes to cut down on the worst aspects of bench-clearing brawls, and probably wouldn't know about the, you know, is it automatic 5-game suspension for first man off the bench and the suspending of coaches. The NHL really clamped down on the true Wild West of its all-out brawls that would lead to huge stoppages in play and a million people in the penalty box. They even went as far as to mandate that players keep their helmets on when they decided to have a go one-on-one. Now, they willingly will let their helmets fall off because nobody wants to be punching somebody else's visor, getting their hand all cut up. But it was the NHL's attempt to go, you know, if you lose your balance and fall on the ice and crack your head, that's not good. But the fights rarely result in any kind of serious injury, no worse than playing the game of hockey. And I'm not sure there's even going to be any fights in the game on Thursday night. But yeah, Molly Kierum's got it figured out. Funny how it is that hockey, that some sports you can have fighting, other sports you can't. You want to allow fighting back in the NBA, you're going to get a guy killed. I got the sucker punch that nearly killed Rudy Tomjanovich because of physics. The firm footing of sneakers on court to deliver the power from the ground up to deliver a potentially lethal punch to somebody in a melee who's not looking. That's why the NBA fighting has been completely eradicated, whereas in the NHL, it's just been reduced. Then we'll end on this. Long live Francesco Rivella, the creator of Nutella. Rivella Nutella, the inventor of the hazelnut spread, died on Valentine's Day at the ripe old age of 97. I, for one, have never been a Nutella fan. I don't recoil at it. You could spread some on a cracker or bread for me and I would eat it and not vomit. It's just not my thing. It's kind of somewhere halfway between peanut butter and chocolate, but not really the best of either world. Somehow, though, some people swear by it. Are you a Nutella fan? Will you do anything to shout out your beloved inventor, Francesco Rivella, for the lovely Nutella that is? Do your kids like Nutella? Are there Nutella recipes I need to be aware of? What is it about Nutella? Should I start getting into Nutella now? I don't know. But long live a man who created a little snack spread that still has its place in your pantry. That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening, downloading. As always, rate and review. Please, the algorithmic overlords. We really appreciate it. Tomorrow, it is Subscriber Friday. Scott and Solly will join me late on a Thursday. You may get some in-game updates from USA Canada. I wish I could stop that from happening, but if we're taping at 9 Eastern, which is when the boys are available, look, shit's gonna happen. So we'll we'll see what tomorrow night brings. If you want to get Friday's edition, which reunites us boys from the first team on Fox, me, Scott Lynn, Steve Solomon, why, it's only a mere $5 a month, and even less if you buy it a year at a time. Or go month to month, cancel any time. You're not going to get a fight from me. I appreciate everybody who flips me a fiver once a month to keep me motivated, keep me going, and keep this podcast, hopefully, very much the quality that you come to expect and love. And you, for $5, get the episodes Monday through Thursday early at night, and you also get them ad-free, so you don't have to sit through those pesky bill-paying ads. What bills exactly? Okay, you got me on that one. But still, we're all doing this for money, right? We're in it for the money. You're in it for the money. Whatever you do for work, you. If there was no money, we wouldn't do it. That's the bottom line. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.